The World Trade Organization says the global financial crisis is having a negative impact on world trade, but it says the results are uneven, with the wealthier countries generally doing worse than the poorer countries. The report notes the steam has gone out of the U.S. economy, which it says has lost its position as the engine of global growth. The report says the financial market turbulence has considerably reduced economic growth projections for some major developed markets and has clouded the prospects for world trade in 2008. It says the U.S. subprime mortgage and banking crises are likely to further depress global trade growth. It expects economic growth in the United States will be flat this year and will have repercussions elsewhere, especially in Europe, later in the year. WTO senior economist Michael Finger tells VOA the strength of the oil and commodity prices is another worrying factor.
The oil importing countries will have to adjust to the much higher cost of energy, and this erodes the purchasing power of consumers and increases the cost for business. And this is definitely will have a further adverse effect. To some extent, this is already incorporated in our calculations. And so we expect world merchandise trade in real terms will expand only by 4.5% this year, which is the lowest growth since 2002.
The WTO reports world trade will continue to slow markedly in 2008, but not all regions will suffer. It notes Mexico and Canada, which are closest to the United States, will feel the brunt of the slowdown, but repercussions will be smaller among European countries that trade with each other. The report says the European transitional economies, such as Russia, are showing strong growth, as are Central and South America, Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. It notes the most populous developing countries, China and India, reported outstandingly high economic growth last year. Finger says even Africa is doing better than the developed countries, with economic growth rates of about 5%.
Africa, the region as a whole, is a huge net exporter of fuels. So quite a number of African countries have export revenues, which doubled over the last 3 years. But of course, there are also countries which are in Africa, which are net importer of energy, net importer of food.
WTO Director General Pascal Lamy acknowledges the global economy is going through an uncertain and difficult period, but he warns protectionist policies surfacing in some countries are no solution to these problems. He says a reinforced trading system is an essential anchor for economic stability and development. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.